Greetings, my brothers and sisters. I count it a great joy to join you once more this week, and we will try to finish up the message that we've been on, speaking about parables and the dark sayings of God. Amen.
In the story, in Matthew chapter 20 and verse 17. And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way and said unto them, what we'll see in the ministry of Jesus is that he would do things like this. There were times that he would speak unto the multitudes and the crowds and things like this. But when he wanted to teach them, to give them more understanding, more direction, he would take those 12 apart and he would start talking to them. Okay. So he takes the 12 apart and he says this, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again. Okay. Once more, he's going into detail. Excuse me. It's in Jerusalem, okay? I'm going to be betrayed. And I will be betrayed into the hands of the chief priests and the scribes. And they will take me and give me over to the Gentiles. And the Gentiles will carry out the crucifixion, okay? And he even goes, they will mock and they will scourge him, and then they will crucify him. Okay. I think by this time, Matthew 16, 17, 20, this is the third time I'm coming to you. It seemed like they would start to understand. But let me tell you this, it's more than just what's spoken that brings understanding. It is the anointing of God. And that's very important for us to understand because it allows us to understand how thankful we should be when we have understanding. Because it did not come by our intellect. And it didn't come just by some great preacher. It came by the fact that the Spirit of God would speak unto my heart, that he would illuminate the scriptures to me. Okay? Go even a little bit farther into Matthew chapter 26, and we can start with verse 1. And it came to pass when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Okay. Well, let me tell you this. They knew when the feast of the Passover was. They did not understand what the feast of the Passover was about. And once more, Jesus tells them that he's going to be crucified. Then, in the final week of his life, if you go to John chapter 12 and verse 7, Mary comes to anoint Jesus, okay? And the disciples start to murmur and complain about the waste, okay? And then John 12 and verse 7 says this, then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. Okay, when you read this, against the day of my burying, what's he talking about? It's what he's been trying to tell you. He's getting ready to get killed. Amen. And here we are in the last week, and instead of them grasping this concept about what's going on here, all they can do is complain and murmur that, oh, we don't think this was a good thing to be done. Okay? And then we come to Luke 24. The disciples have been hidden away because they don't know what is going on. Okay. Luke 24 and verse 44, Jesus comes and appears to them. This is after the resurrection. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled. Now, I like that. He said, this is what I was telling you. I think maybe they remember. Oh, yeah. Multiple times, multiple services. He said this. These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scripture. That word then is very important. Then. Not until then. Not before. Before he had told them, but he had not opened up their understanding. Now, what God has done is he shined light upon the Old Testament prophecies. And when he shines the light on these Old Testament prophecies, now they understand what he's speaking about. Okay? But then, we can, let me see where I'm at real quick. We can go back to where we started. And he said, not only will I reveal dark sayings of old, he says, I will open my mouth in a parable. And you can ask the question, where's the parable? Okay. He tells them multiple times outright that, they're going to crucify me. But in this scripture, we also see that he was going to reveal these things in parables. If you go to Matthew chapter 21, and we'll start with verse 33. And it starts out with this part. Here, another parable. Okay, so here's the parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard and hedged it round about and digged a wine press in it and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen and went into a far country. When the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandmen took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. But last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, they will reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance. And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. What's the parable mean? Very simple for us to understand. God entrusted the Jewish people with a commission, a calling, a purpose to be a light, to be fruitful, okay? When the time of fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen that they might receive the fruits of it. So speaking about, it's the prophets. He sent prophet after prophet after prophet. Jesus asked the question one time, which of the prophets didn't your fathers kill? Hey, in their own hour, they had just seen John the Baptist killed. Okay. That's what happens to the prophets. But last of all, he said unto them, his son. And they killed him too. Ah, what Jesus has been telling us privately as he teaches us, he had told the multitude in a parable. And if we could only have understood, we would understand he is the son in this parable. And the scribes and the Pharisees are the husbandmen that's been entrusted with this vineyard. And what they're going to do is they're going to kill him. Amen. All right. Simple, once you know it. Simple once God shines his light upon it and gives us understanding. You can say, Brother Tim, is that the only place? If we go into John chapter 12 and verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Okay. When we have Bible studies, we'll ask this question, what's the natural meaning of this? It's this, that a seed sitting on the shelf won't produce fruit. But if you place it into the ground and it dies, it will produce much fruit. Who's he talking about? It begins with him. What he's basically saying, for this plan and purpose to be accomplished, I have to die. Amen. It is in the dying that the life is released to produce more. It is in his death that God opens up an avenue where the Holy Ghost can come upon many people and produce much fruit. So in this parable, he's also telling, and because you might not realize it's a parable because he doesn't say this parable, but that's exactly what it is. He's taking a natural picture, and it's, and see, parables don't have to be long stories. Listen, verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. That's the story. And what is the story about? It's the story about the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ and the birth of the church. Amen. It's all wrapped up in one little statement. Amen. And thanks be to God, it's not a mystery to us. It was a mystery. You know what? These men walked with him 3 years. They saw the miracles. They heard him preach. They were amazed at what they witnessed. They were endued with power from on high. They healed the sick, raised the dead, cast out devils. Yet they could not understand. Why? Because it was not time. But when it was time. Hey, how about this? John 1:29, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Amen. Who is the Lamb of God? John told him, it's Jesus. But let me ask you this. What does it mean that he is the Lamb of God? What kind of lamb is he? He's a sacrificial lamb. That's who he was. That's what John was declaring. They recognized through the ministry of John that this is the Messiah. But they did not understand what the Messiah would accomplish or how he would accomplish. Remember when he took Peter, James, and John up on the Mount of Transfiguration? and Elijah and Moses appear. And what did they talk to Jesus about? Do you remember? They talked to him about his crucifixion, his death. Amen. And Peter, James, and John are there to witness this tremendous thing. Yet they did not understand. So what has God done for us in this day and hour? He's given us insight into what once was a mystery to godly men, great prophets, to angels. Oh my, think about that. What was once hidden to angels has been given to us, hey, by the hand of angels. They brought this understanding. And then we come to Acts 3 and verse 18. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Amen. Now they can come boldly and say, ah, this is what the prophets talked about. If you search the scriptures, you will find that Jesus, or the Messiah, we should say that the Messiah was going to be rejected, that he would be beaten, scourged, and crucified. That's what the prophet said. And then this question, did not Jesus perfectly fulfill the prophecies? Amen. Now they understand. And then we'll close with this. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently to prophesy of the grace that should come unto you. Okay. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify and it testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. Okay. What he's saying is these prophets, they prophesied not knowing what they were saying. Hey, how about in the Psalms when it says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And people read that. It's, it's David in a moment of anguish. But it was the spirit of prophecy, not speaking of him, but of another. When David says, it's my own familiar friend that has lifted up his heel against me, he was speaking about what had happened in his own kingdom, but the spirit within him was prophesying of one that would one day sit upon the throne of David, and he too would be betrayed by a friend that had sat and ate with him. This is what Peter's saying. These prophets, they didn't understand what was going on, yet the spirit within them had prophesied. But then he says in verse 12, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister these things. They said these things and people didn't understand. All they could do is wonder. But the things that they ministered, it was unto us that he's going to give us the understanding. He's going to shine the light in our hour and we're going to understand these things. But unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Okay. What is it the angels desire to look into? It is the plan of redemption. And how will redemption be accomplished? It will be accomplished through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Well, we will close here for the week. I'm thankful for everyone that's listened in. So much to be said about the parables, but I pray that something's been said this week that will be a blessing to you today and throughout the coming days when you can think and ponder about these things. We thank God. Amen. We thank God that He has opened up our eyes. He has shown a light upon our pathway, a light upon the scriptures to guide our lives. May the Lord bless you all. I love you, thankful for you, and your stand for Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless you today and always. Amen.